he was, I won't say ineffective, but he was limited last week because he didn't practice. And so he played in the game against New England. There was no
T. Higgins. And they just didn't have much passing attack anyway.
They didn't have much going on. I fully expect him to be closer to himself on Sunday. We know the track record for Ja'Marr Chase. Now, if you want to have fun with stats, you would say he's only gone over 100 yards one time when he's played the Chiefs or whatever in recent history. Well, he had 266 yards one time, had 97 another. And then last year in December, I think it was only 60 yards when Jake Browning was throwing the football. But of course, he is priority number one. It goes without saying. I don't think they could have won by 40 last week against the Patriots. T. Higgins could be fully healthy. He's not. And Ja'Marr Chase is always going to be the number one priority if you're the Chiefs. Trent McDuffie and Jalen Watson, however they're going to play that and however they're going to match up with Ja'Marr Chase.
I think there's only two answers to this, absent the quarterback, which is typically an answer, but I need to see more from Joe Burrow this year. He had a bad start to the season. He was not having a good season last year, and then he got hurt. And it got even worse, so obviously then he wasn't available. I think there's only two answers to this, Ja'Marr Chase or Trey Hendrickson. You choose what is the prime. Now, look, here's the good news. It's not two guys on the same side of the ball. You get to focus on both of them separately as being the key guy you're trying to take out of the game moving forward. But I think it's fair. Like, we talked all the trash on Cincinnati in the first segment, and we will get back to the comments. Trash talking Xavier Worthy for no reason. Attacking a rookie with a single game under his belt is pretty weak. But when you look at what Chase has done, he has earned the right to talk some trash to the Chiefs. Not just that 266-yard game. He also has like a 97-yard touchdown game against them. He has consistently been a bit of a Chiefs killer. And I would say when they had a better secondary. So I would hope their plan is a lot of Trent McDuffie on Ja'Marr Chase, more shadowing than they have typically done in the past. And I think that that's going to be common for them against number one wide receivers because of the depth of the secondary and because Trent McDuffie has played inside and outside and can now hypothetically just go where Ja'Marr Chase goes.
He has, but I will say in prior matchups, they've had Tyler Boyd, who's no longer there. They've had a healthy T. Higgins to go with Ja'Marr Chase. And so you're like, wow, you're going up against a wide receiver room that has Chase, Higgins, and Boyd. Now, there's a big difference of what that wide receiver room is now in Cincinnati, in my opinion. And so, and they also, their running back situation, Joe Mixon, more of a problem. Samaje Perine, a running back that has receiving ability. He's now on your team. He can be a problem for them. Like Chase Brown's a rookie who a young player they barely used. Then they have Zach Moss, who's a veteran and people were frustrated with. Like, I just don't think their weapons on offense are as threatening. Ja'Marr Chase is the problem for you, and you got to make sure somebody else beats you if you're Kansas City. It cannot be Ja'Marr Chase. He might get his a little bit, but go make the wide receiver that Drew reminds us of 100 times a year from Princeton or whatever school he went to. Make him. He's not capable of going for a buck 70. I can promise you that. So make that guy beat you. Make Chase Brown prove that he's a good young running back.
They didn't even give it to him in the first game.
He was the fastest player last year behind Tyreek Hill in a game. They have to give him the ball.
Well, you would think so.
He was clocked as fast as Tyreek Hill.
Let him beat you. If that's correct, the guy who beat you, then fine. It just can't. It can only not be one player on the entire Cincinnati Bengals offense, and it is Ja'Marr Chase. That is the only guy you cannot walk out of that game and be like, get his is different, right? If he finishes with 7 for 70, we're all living our lives. What I'm talking about beat you is that he is more than capable of having 140 yards.
Sure.
He's capable of having double that number or in one game, 266. I don't think he's doing that again, but don't let him just go out and completely control the game against your secondary, which still has a lot to prove.
What's weird for me though, is we can acknowledge, let's say Ja'Marr Chase has a great game. He goes for a buck 50 and two touchdowns.
And is a great game.
It would be a great game. In prior seasons, I would have said, they're in big, big trouble. My question is, we look at the matchups, and I know we're going to talk more about this here in 25 minutes or so, but like because of their defense and what we look at the Chiefs offensively with Worthy, with Travis Kelce, with Rashee Rice, with Isaiah Pacheco, and obviously Patrick Mahomes doing what he does, like I just think you could go into this game and tell me Ja'Marr Chase has those kind of numbers, and I'm not as concerned going into this year's game as I would have a year or two ago because of where this offense, I think, is back to being.
I think they're more, they've, They're more in line to have to win a shootout if it comes to that. But I also just
10 days off too. We haven't even brought that up.
No,
10
I know.
Days.
I told you that. That's why I felt. That's why I told you I thought they were going to start 2-0. They got the entire offseason to get ready for the Ravens and 10 days, three additional days to get ready for Cincinnati. Both games at home, that reeked of 2-0. That was the best part of their difficult schedule. Gets a little harder after that because then you once again get an extra day rest before you go on Monday Night Football against Atlanta. So more time to get healthy. But they're the healthier team. They're the more talented team. But Ja'Marr Chase is still, at this point, the best wide receiver in the game. Like this game, not the game. The game,
it's Justin Jefferson.
He's top three, yes.
Yeah, he's definitely one of the best.
Like we could choose a number. I wouldn't choose him as the number one wide receiver, but I wouldn't sweat if you said he was top five. But so, yeah, I think he's a dangerous player that you have to be incredibly careful with because Trey Hendrickson is the other one. Trey Hendrickson, I went and watched Robert Mays did a video breakdown review. Guy I really trust. Is he still the Ringer? He changed.
It's all good.
Okay. The Ringer. Robert Mays, who I think is an incredibly good football writer, he was breaking it down. He said the Bengals, while they did finish really well in pass rush this week, and they did, or this previous week against Patriots, it was Trey Hendrickson or nothing. And their secondary stinks. So if you eliminate Trey Hendrickson from the game, well, then I think the Chiefs are scoring 30. If they don't get consistent pressure, I think the Cincinnati Bengals will have to get to 30 points in order to win this football game. And they're better aligned to eliminate a player like Trey than most teams because of their interior offensive line. They can cover it better than most teams. So, yeah, I like the matchup for Kansas City as we go in there, which I know we'll talk more about at 11 o'clock. But, no, I just eliminate that and you're okay.